Welcome back to another episode of Ringside with Jim, joined once again by a boy, MC Burberry.
Yo, what's going on?
We just can't get enough Kaiju Big Battle.
In a danger cage.
People are like, how many episodes in a row is it going to be of these two watching fucking Kaiju Big Battle? I guess you just have to keep tuning in and find out. This week, we have the Super Wrong Deathmatch. So I don't have a lot of information on this.
Sounds good, though.
Yeah, right. Super Wrong is in this match. Who his opponent is beyond
Maybe his name's Deathmatch. Maybe it's Super Wrong versus Deathmatch.
Yeah, we're in for something completely different than we expected. Let's hope that's not the case. So as always, on Ringside with Jim, we suggest you watch along. The link is in the description. Get yourself to 0 seconds, and we'll all watch together in 3, 2, 1, play. Alright, that is Super Wrong. Getting his dance on.
I don't even know.
He looks like a guy I'd like to party with, man. You know? He looks like he'd get down. Super Wrong. He's a freak.
He's brought his butt plug with him.
Yeah.
That's good.
Well, that's part of the best part about partying with him. He's a
Oh!
Oh, shit.
It's me favorite guy!
Oh, man.
That's it. With some attitude, he still doesn't look impressed. It's Q-Bed. Get the fuck back, he says to the ref. Get the fire. Q-Bed's got shit to say. Quiet down. Quiet the fuck down. Oi, what do you expect from me? I'm a cube. Hey, do you want some of this cube? Hey, look me square in the face. Hey. Oi.
Oh, my
now
God.
Listen to me. I got a square bone to pick with you. You jazzy-looking motherfucker. This was supposed to be my match, but good luck anyway. Sorry. I know I don't look impressed, but that's the last thing I have to say to you. What do you expect me to say? Q, sit down there. Q-Bed looks very angry, but at the same time, he was tapping him on the back. I'm not quite sure what to make of this. Is he pissed off, or is he chuffed with him? I don't know. The jester guy with the weird, I don't even know what face. Oh, hang on. YMCA. Here we go.
Giving him a drink.
Ooh.
Drinks for everyone.
Yeah. Is he a sugar cube? That's the question, because he might dissolve. Don't want that.
Super Wrong is a futuristic, incompetent hero.
Impotent, because you can see quite a lot in that outfit he's in.
Here you go. The Super Wrong to find the slug of the Dr. Cube to fly towards the past. So stopping to the mystery ancestor to prevent to destroy the world. Yeah, I have no idea. But yeah, that's obviously Dr. Cube there.
Dr. Cube. Is the man.
Some of Super Wrong's signature moves: White Tornado Strike, the Disco Ball Buster. Keep an eye out for that one. A Mojito Sunrise as well.
I'm not quite sure how old Dr. Cube is. All I know is he was born on Boxing Day.
Oh. I imagine Super Wrong's from the 70s. He's got a very 70s disco vibe going on.
And a very 50s, head going on.
And one of those, you know, those things that people used to put on their fucking toilets back in the day, the fuzzy toilet cover.
Yeah. On his head. Yeah. Oh, hang on. Here's an opponent.
Holy fuck.
What? Mate, you're not hurting his left shoulder, that's for sure. Oh, take it out on the building. Always intimidates the opponent. Show your strength.
Oh, my.
Jester's like, what the fuck? I didn't sign up for... What the... I wanted to fight Cube, man. And... Oh, this guy, mate. I don't want to fight this guy. Look at him. He's got a big fuck-off shoulder and a claw. All right. Oh, fuck it. I'm ready. Fuck it. Come on.
Here we go. Oh, yeah. He's got one claw. Oh, he's...
strength is overpowering. Thrown to the other side of the city, if you look at the floor. Look at that.
Yeah.
Thrown about 4 streets.
Another fake mustache on the ref.
Fake mustaches blonde,
for everybody. It's like a pre-show meeting. Does everyone have their fake mustaches? Oh, that's going to be a test of strength. Oh, nice. Tricked him into dancing. Fuck, that's fantastic. The mind games of Super Wrong.
Clawman half Yeti is getting kicked. Oh, hang on. No, okay, he's starting dancing again. He's a bit enthusiastic for the old dance, isn't he?
Yeah, how do I dream match is Super Wrong versus Disco Inferno. It's like the only time Disco Inferno would be in anyone's dream match. Except for Disco Inferno himself. all his dream matches include him. Me versus Ricky Steamboat. Oh, Super Wrong on the offensive. He is dancing over Clawman's corpse.
He finds the time to point to his groin before he gets the swift arm lock. Oh, no, hang on. No, claw shoulder's not having none of this.
It's a claw, fucking...
but that's it. You've got no chance with the claw. The claw.
Fuck. Yeah, I like that they have a mat that looks like a city now. Which, you know what that probably is just like a fucking play mat for children.
I was going to say it looked familiar.
When I was a little kid, I had one that I drove my fucking little cars on and shit.
Last year or something. I mean, years ago. Years ago.
Oh, shit.
Yeti claw thing is... Oh, whoa, with a fucking heavy clothesline. The man that flipped him right upside down onto his head. Even he's impressed with his own strength. Look at that. Cocking it back like a fucking... Roman Reigns thing.
This might be too much for Super Wrong.
Claw to the face. That's got to poke his eye out. Mind you, he's got that big FD mask on. It's all good.
Don't shake the cage too much. That motherfucker might go down. Yeah. Super Wrong attempting a comeback. Oh, he's not having any of it.
He's talking, Jim. It looks as sturdy as the buildings.
That's a really nice building they're in. It's balcony and shit. It's not looking good for Super Wrong.
We got him in an headlock. That head might come off. Oh.
The claw, like the literal claw.
That is a brutal claw. Would not want that to the eyes. Slam him down. Oh, but a bit of a choke slam. Was it a claw slam? Not too sure what to call that.
Oh, shit.
I can't pinch of a name for it.
Ooh. One. Two.
Oh, kicked out from the humiliating pin there with one foot over his disco body.
I like that Super Wrong's just wearing like fucking Vans. Just wearing fucking skate shoes in there.
Easier to dance in though, I suppose.
That's a good point. Super Wrong just being beaten into the ground here.
He really needs to take it out on the claw and hopefully dismantle that, because that's his downfall. Yeah, he's getting hurt by that big time. Claw guy, he looks like he was starting off on someone else outside then, but nope.
You gotta...
There'll be a suplex going to the building. Suplex!
No, blocked!
Is he reversing it? No, he's punched to the fucking chest here. This is getting really itty and gritty.
Super Wrong has countered the suplex. And
into the middle of the roundabout there, Jim. That's painful, that. Watch out for traffic. Oh, going for the pin.
One, two. Oh. Kicks out again.
No, he's not having it. He didn't kick out. He's like, no, I want more out of this.
Oh.
Nope. Beats him more with that pincer claw.
We might be witnessing the end of Super.
This
Wrong,
is a death match, don't forget. He wants more out of this. He wants blood out of the Disco Inferno guy.
Yeah. Oh. Fucking, what
There's
is this?
Murder on the dance floor.
That's the thing with all the creatures. It's like, you know, well, I guess that one was a plantain, was pretty self explanatory. A Mexican plantain. Some of these, I don't know what the fuck they are.
I just don't get the fluff. Like, I don't get why he's part sheep. The rest of the outfit would make sense if he had blue legs, but the sheep bit, I don't understand.
It's like, yeah, this costume's not quite warm enough. I need to put big fur pants on.
I love sweaty balls. Sorry.
As far as costumes go, Super Wrong, you know, he has a... This is not so over the fucking top. Oh, countered by Super Wrong into the cage.
Oh, fuck. Taking that him, nearly knocked his head off, man.
Taking him to Suplex City right there.
Indeed.
It's taking him to the limits of Suplex City. Ooh. If you will.
Oh, they're both crawling to their feet here. Thought it was going to be a 10 count. Don't want it to be a draw here.
Wait, what? He's putting a
scarf on him.
Does he power up when he has the scarf?
I don't know. It must be a super scarf or Super Wrong. All I know is it's just fell off him, so that might not be a good thing for him. Oh, tornado DDT from the corner of the cage right onto the blue head that is Fish Sheepman.
One, two. Ooh, another kick out.
Hey, he needs to start using battle. That shoulder.
A back and forth battle inside the danger cage.
Danger cage.
Yeah. Our third episode inside the danger cage.
Danger cage. Sorry, it's weird.
Every time you say it, you know, we have to sing it. Ooh, with a stunner.
Oh, well sold. Well sold.
Stone Cold Stunner. Stone Cold Stunner.
Oh, nice.
There it is. Fucking Super Wrong. Don't call it a comeback. He's been here for years.
Sprawled across one street. He is on the floor. Getting dragged into the other street here. Look how he's got some strength.
Yeah, imagine living in that neighborhood.
Wow. Not to have house insurance.
Yeah, you just never know. You'd be just kicking it, trying to cook a little dinner. All of a sudden, a monster battle breaks out outside. Disco fever. Yeah.
Going to climb up this...
danger cage. Super Wrong has reached the top of the cage. Is he going to escape? Or is he going to jump back? He's going to jump back in.
Don't forget, he doesn't escape out the cage. It doesn't mean shit in the danger cage. Danger cage, danger cage. Sorry.
Wow. You're lucky you didn't glitch out there and just end up in an endless loop of it.
Malfunction, man. Jesus.
From the top of the cage, a la Jimmy Snuka.
Is he laughing or choking? He's choking onto a pin, though. That's lucky. He could die and win at the same time. I don't know. What the fuck just happened there? What?
Did he die? He had a heart attack, I think.
Bob the Builder's here. I don't think he's qualified to check CPR and all that shit. Maybe he's trained. I don't know.
He went over. He won the match and died.
Oh, they're putting a body bag out for him straight away. That's nice. Swerve, okay.
Bro.
They're not even trying to resuscitate him. Oh, there we go. There, the ref gives a fuck. No, he's like, no, ref, look. Just chuck him in the bag. But the rest, look at his face. He's like, what do you mean? He might still be alive now. Just chuck him in the bag. Come on. We got paid to come here. I'm not coming here to do fuck all. Chuck him in head first. Come on. I don't give a fuck if he can breathe. Just chuck him in. He's dead, remember?
Oh my God. The death of Super Wrong.
The crowd look. I don't know. They look really happy that he's being taken off in a body bag. That's all right.
They've
dropped him. If he's not dead now, he will be by the time they get him backstage.
The crowd is cheering. Either that or they're trying to cheer.
Do you not think they should have practiced if they could have lifted him in one of them bags without a handle on it? Terrible.
That's it.
They body bagged themselves.
Holy fuck, we watched a death match today.
Literally died.
That's going to do it for another episode of Ringside with Jim. Follow Burbs on Twitter at Burberry Beats with 3 E's instead of E's. Follow me on the show Twitter at Suplex City Limit. Check out all the other shows on the channel. Check out Burbs Music on YouTube. I think that's it, man. You have anything else to add before we go?
No, that's it. But I've been another fucking great episode. Well enjoyed it with some crazy shit.
It is. That'll do it for this time. We'll see you again next time from Ringside.